एंड वी हैव स्टेशनरी पेपर, बहुत है अपने
अब
पास आज। हाँ
वो तो भेलपुरी गाय विल बी यूजिंग दिस लैमिनेशन पेपर।
वो लोग तो स्पून के लिए देते हैं।
हेलो नमस्ते, वेलकम टू फार फ्रॉम फैक्ट। जॉइन अस
केशव नायडू
एंड मी हुसैन मर्चेंट
एज वी सॉल्व पर्टिनेंट वर्ल्ड इश्यूज इन एन अटेम्प्ट टू मेक द वर्ल्ड अ बेटर प्लेस।
मेक द वर्ल्ड अ बेटर प्लेस,
ओके वी लीव इट द वे वी फाउंड इट।
ओके केशव, व्हाट्स अप, वेलकम बैक।
What's up, Hussain? What's up? How's it going? Welcome back. We are on the other side of Diwali.
Diwali, yes. So happy Diwali to all of our
Happy Diwali, happy
listeners.
Gujarati New Year today.
Gujarati New Year, wow. Okay.
If we have Gujarati listeners.
Okay, okay. And Keshav, listeners should know that it was also your birthday week. So belated
yes,
happy
was.
Birthday.
Thank you so much. And thank you to all the listeners who sent all those flowers and chocolates.
Yeah.
You know. Hopefully the tradition continues.
Continues. Beautiful.
See, you shouldn't have laughed.
So, okay, Keshav, let's jump in, okay?
Jump right in.
It's a story about our neighbor.
Our dear neighbor.
Our dear neighbor who I think...
Sibling,
actually. Yeah, good way to put it. Now, the headline reads that no new passports for Pakistanis, reason, no money to pay for lamination. Okay, and it's quite sad actually, you know,
it
the
is
story.
A sorry state of affairs, yeah.
So, amid the scarcity of lamination paper in Pakistan, citizens are facing difficulty securing new passports as the shortage has resulted in a nationwide shortage of travel documents, news agency ANI quoted in the Express Tribune report of the 8th of November. Now, according to the report that quoted Directorate General of Immigration and Passports, which is DGINP in Pakistan, the lamination paper in Pakistan is imported from France, which is used in passports.
And now, we know how the French are. Matlab, wo log to, they are expensive. Everything is expensive.
Yeah, yeah. Now, with immense delays in securing passports, several people's dreams now threaten to shatter. A resident of Gujarat in Pakistan, Zain Ijaz, who secured admission to a university in the UK, now faces issues as he can't travel without a valid passport.
It's crazy. Because of stationery.
Yeah.
Because of stationery, you are now stationary.
Yeah. But actually, Keshav, if you go to think about it, okay, a lot of our life's problems are because of stationery only. You know, death certificate nahi mila, birth certificate nahi mila, passport nahi mila.
Very well put. Very well put. Very well put. You, in fact, after you die, you become a stationary problem for... the people in your family.
Both. You are stationary. That's
you
why
are
there is a problem.
Such depth we've gone into today.
So quick. You know, within
so
minutes
quick.
Of...
Philosophical. We've reached philosophy.
Yeah, so that's a good observation. I think most of our life's problems revolve around stationary.
Kagaz,
yeah. So, okay. Anyway, to continue the story... Now, not only Ijaz, but others who require the green-colored book for traveling abroad for study, work or leisure are stuck and the end to their ordeal presently has no sight. I was all set to move to Dubai for my work soon. My family and I were beyond ecstatic that our fortunes would finally change. But the mismanagement of DGNIP seems to have cost me my golden ticket out of poverty and this country. Said a person called Gul, who belongs to a far-flung area in Punjab.
So, now, I think India and Pakistan more or less have very similar laws because of the British.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think Gul is making shit up here. And the writer, journalist, whatever, also didn't bother checking. Because think about it. If you are from India and if you have to get a job in Dubai, bina passport ka nahi milta hai.
Those agencies only verify when
they do everything. Only when everything is done, will you get a visa and then you can say I have a job in Dubai, then you get a ticket. If ticket print karne ke liye paper nahi hai, I can understand. So you know what I mean, ki thoda gul story doesn't hold water.
Good observation, man. I didn't know that you're going to be so sharp this morning.
No, maybe it must be the coffee.
Okay, so anyway, now on being asked about DGNIP's inefficiency, Kadir Yar Tiwana, the Director General for Media of the Ministry of Interior, the parent ministry of DGNIP, said the situation will soon be under control and passport issuance will continue as normal. He informed the government was doing that it's best to navigate the crisis, adding that the department had already witnessed a steady decline in the backlog. Okay, now why is this problem happening in the first place? Though this may seem like a new issue, this is not new in Pakistan. Earlier in 2013, passport printing came to a similar grinding halt due to the DGNIP owing money to printers and a lack of lamination papers, reported the Express Tribune. Okay, and there's some more statistics about how many passports and all of that, but I think the crux of the story is that the DGNIP kind of didn't have funds to pay to the whatever French company for those lamination papers. And there was a kind of temporary period where people's passports were being, they were not getting them in time because there was just no money to acquire those papers.
Right. What is this body again? Directorate General of Immigration and Passports. Okay. Even those names are very similar to what we have in India. I don't know. We should just take over, as like a hostile takeover.
Admin. Like you mean the admin stuff or the full
just
country?
Just everything. Just lay low. Like you know how sometimes companies like Coca-Cola bought Thumbs Up kind of thing.
People would be very happy. I think it would be.
A unified India.
It's
so much more fun.
Yeah, man. Imagine
such good food on the
imagine
other side.
Such a beautiful part of the world is closed to Indians. You know, you can't see, you can't explore that culture purely because of this heading.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
And we have stationery paper.
Bahut
apne paas aaj. We'll sort it out.
Our to Bhelpuri guy will be using this lamination paper.
Haan, wo log to spoon ke liye dete hai. You've seen that. They always
a high
spoon
quality.
Is nice paper. Yeah. Good GSM, nicely laminated. GSM, by the way, is a paper industry term.
Yeah. Don't the thickness, why, right?
The thickness. Yeah. Grams per square meter.
Oh, wow. Isha is killing it this morning. Where's all this hidden knowledge?
I think it's the
just
lucidity. It's the lucidity. I've not smoked up for a week. I think I'm going to stop. That is the difference.
Okay, so Keshav, now coming back to the problem. I think
the problem at hand.
The problem is obvious, no?
Yes.
Do we want our Pakistani brothers and sisters to get their passports in time and travel?
Yes, absolutely. Assuming Gul is, let's say Gul's story is valid. We don't know. Maybe it is, everything is correct in his story. Maybe we don't know some detail, which is like a paper that they need to staple on before he can fly. We don't know that.
Yeah.
So let's assume, let's give Gul the benefit of the doubt. There'll be many such people whose livelihoods are stuck.
Yeah. There may be people whose families are stuck, man. Imagine if one person is already gone
it's
and
already
you are
gone.
Stuck. Yeah.
Imagine if you went for your marriage, got married, went back for your job, and then your wife was supposed to join you in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And
imagine like
that happens all the time, right?
All the time. Birth of children, death of maybe parents, you are not able to travel. So many, many problems.
So many. I see what you're saying is that apart from the economic side of things, there is an emotional cost kind of a situation also, right?
Yeah. So, what do we do? How do we help them?
How do we help the... And this is one case where the people and the government are on the same side, if you think about it. Because we want to help. If you help one, you help the other, no?
Yeah. Yes, yes. So, I have one question, conceptual question coming to my mind, Keshav. Is that if they... See, usually my understanding is that for passports, this certain quality of laminated paper or whatever would be used for a security reason, right?
Yeah.
And when it comes
holographic
to...
Holographic nature, like, you know, if you've put a... If there's a hologram at the back or...
Yeah, something. Yeah. And when you look at security, I think when it comes to passports, usually you would not want people to forge your countries or duplicate the passports.
Yeah.
Now, are so many people seeking a Pakistani passport that they have to be so careful?
No, so I don't think the forgery will be happening from outside.
Mm-hmm.
Forgery could be happening from within the country also, no?
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that, let's say you're a criminal who's not meant to leave the country.
Ah, okay.
So you change your name and you leave the country.
Leave. Okay, okay.
So, like, that, to me, you're right. That's a great point. Mm. Nobody's paying extra to say, mereko Pakistani passport chahiye. I want to spend extra at every immigration counter in the world. I want to be scrutinized. I want an anal probe from the TSA in USA.
So that way, I feel there's a self-check. There's a small self-check.
There's a self-check there.
Yeah. So I feel what if the easiest solution maybe they lower their kind of temporarily, they lower their whatever requirement.
Bina lamination ka paper kar do na.
Haan.
Kya lamination to idhar stationery mein hota hai.
I know.
Kya? What is this? I don't understand the... इतना बात का बतंगड़ बना दिया लैमिनेशन को लेके दे सेड स्टॉप
या
क्रेजी यू नो
इट्स क्वाइट सैड दैट दे अ कंट्री एज बिग एज पाकिस्तान एज पॉपुलेटेड एज पाकिस्तान हैज टू रिलाई ऑन एन आउटसाइड कंट्री फॉर समथिंग सो बेसिक
या
नो
या आई मीन दिस इज अ वेरी गुड पॉइंट इमेजिन लाइक माय नाउ आई एम क्यूरियस about where our paper comes from as a country.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we get our...
A passport because, paper from.
Yeah. There's some standardization across the world when it comes to passports.
Yes, right? Yes.
I think
yes.
When it comes to the paper quality or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like currency level of...
Security yeah.
to it, right?
Yes, yes.
But, you know, this makes me think a little, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps... just like money, money has evolved. Money used to be whatever, clay.
Money used to be people, imagine.
Money used to be people. Yeah.
Of course, man, weren't humans traded
slaves.
As slaves, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not people. Huh, but yeah, it's not money. You can't break it. You can't be like, iska chutta karke do. Eventually, eventually, when they make babies.
No, fair enough.
Oh God, we just meant slavery.
No, but what I'm trying to say is that humans were currency.
They were commodity.
Commodity, okay.
Yeah, currency. Like, where I was going, let me just... My point was ki, just like money now from paper, it became digital.
Mm-hmm.
Passport can also go digital. No? I don't know why it's will. Not.
It is. I think it is in the...
It is already.
Yeah, so an e-passport, I think, is a... I think the Indian government is already making good progress in that department, okay. I think.
Because I know, I think the UAE and people in... I don't know which other country, but UAE has a... Like Dubai has a e-passport option.
Okay, okay.
But that's for re-entering.
Yeah, so you know, the other thing is I feel, see, your passport anyway within India is useless, right? Need it outside the country.
Yeah, so it's unless like a global
it has to
acceptance.
Be a global move, yeah.
Yeah.
So which
like
is why...
currency is only India, so it works. But if you had to say, okay, I'll Pakistan says we make e-passport, what can you do with this e-passport? You can enter Pakistan. जा नहीं सकता
फुल कंट्री हैज ई पासपोर्ट ओवरनाइट बट दे आर ऑल इन पाकिस्तान ओनली
इन पाकिस्तान एंड एनीबॉडी हु इज इन द यूएस दुबई वेयर एवर एल्स कैनेडा दे कैन कम बैक बट कांट लीव
So that is one solution, okay, an e-passport.
That is not a solution.
No, it's a long-term solution
it's
for
a long-term
humanity.
Solution for, yes, like for the world, yeah.
For the world, yeah. So I think for the, in the short term.
In the short term.
So Keshav, I have an idea, okay, coming up. It's a little long-winded, okay, but I feel like it's a good way to take advantage of all the other embassies that are in your country. So what they could do is, see, the other embassies will have money for stationery, okay? So is there some way where I'm getting a feeling it will be easier for the Pakistanis to apply for another country's citizenship and get a passport.
वहीं से ले लो.
Then get their own country का passport.
Through this green passport, you know, go get a brown passport. उधर Canada का मिल रहा है, ले लो. Or what if they just get it printed from them?
There, yeah.
And then upar se ek rubber stamp maar do. Usar passport pe likha hai Canada. Rubber stamp says not. Not Canada.
Quite people sad,
it's funny.
No?
It's very funny. People. So, this is a very good solution. Get your stationery, borrow your stationery from other
embassies.
And figure a way around it in the interim.
Yeah.
Because people not traveling is not good for the economy.
And I have another much better solution coming to my mind.
Oh,
so
great.
If I was a Pakistani entrepreneur, you know, there's a sitting problem over here to develop some sort of printing press or technology.
Yeah.
For this passport
problem. To be able
problem.
To cater to
Yeah, to be this. Able to cater to my own country's... Needs, passport
yeah.
needs.
Yeah, but maybe that entrepreneur has to travel abroad to buy
the technology. So he'll have to, he or she will have to wait. Let
so,
this
so
backlog
of a catch 22 situation right now. Like they'll have to go by boat without documentation. But that's a great story, you know, ki
yeah.
A person Imagine. Had to. What do you call, illegally smuggle themselves into a foreign country to solve their country's
problem.
Immigration problem.
Yeah, it's a beautiful it's a story. Yeah,
it's a beautiful story. I think that guy is already like on the way on a boat somewhere. From Gwadar port, he's gone to...
To Nice.
To Nice. And wahan ja ke he's like, chodo, South of France is beautiful, I'll chill here. Please pass me a croissant. This is not getting solved, man. I think
not
we're
getting
doing
solved.
This just because they're Pakistan. If this is an Indian problem, we would have solved it by now.
No, man. I think we
it's
laugh at India.
Rivalry.
No. We laugh at India's problems also a lot. So, you know, I feel the
Do
learning.
You think that we have even one listener in Pakistan?
Yeah, I think we may have multiple.
We may have. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Let's hope. If you, at the end of the, we'll leave a note. If you are a listener from Pakistan, maybe you can write into us and tell us. We'd really like to know.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I have a feeling maybe there are Pakistani listeners who are not in Pakistan, but
perhaps
outside.
In Dubai or Canada or Australia. So,
yes.
Pakistani NRPs, are they called?
Diaspora. I think that's
Diaspora.
The term.
Diaspora. Oof, what a beautiful word.
Thank you. I was waiting all these years. When can I use that word?
Chitkao.
So, okay. Yeah, I think What I was saying is, Keshav, you know, what this makes me realize, I think, is, and what it I realize we take for granted very often, is just how screwed you can be if your country's infrastructure and your country's kind of global situation is bad. You know, you could be very successful yourself. You could have a great business, ye wo. Yeah. But ultimately, if that is not working, you're screwed.
Yeah, if the government isn't working.
So, Keshav, I have a question, okay? Do you feel that some part of this story is fabricated by the Indian media to, you know, continue in its journey of just showing that Pakistan to useless hai, ye sab problem hai, ye wo. The reason why I say that is because the statement of the government official is very different from the statement of that Gul. And even you kind of pointed out, you know, the hole in Gul's story.
What is the government official saying?
Was saying that there's no, that the wait times have come down and this and that.
Wait times have come down. So it's just a delay.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying it's not possible only.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I see your point, man. So it's possibly propaganda.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, I doubt something like this can really give India or, I don't think we'll work towards making such a story. Like, it's not like China versus India.
Man, you never know.
The way China spends money on propaganda to make India look bad is crazy. Like, Indian stories in China are next level.
But Keshav, I feel, you know, you'll be surprised at how far the
governments can go.
The governments can go. And possible, Pakistan is always the low-hanging fruit, no, I feel. When it comes to showing
it's kind of like a soft power thing, right?
Yeah. Feel like it could, you know, there may be some truth
like
to the story.
Like making fun of Pakistani cricketers' English.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, solution-wise, I don't know, can we solve...
As a
neighbor, do you think we can give them stationery?
I think that's the best part about being a neighbor, you know. Imagine, Keshav, in school, okay, if you've forgotten your pencil box.
You ask your neighbor.
That's the first thing you would do, no?
First thing, mare ghar pe chini nahi hai. You will go to the neighbor.
Neighbor, yeah. So, it's quite sad. It's quite sad that this is our relationship with our neighbor. And you know, Keshav, I've realized with time and with living in different buildings and societies, when you have a good neighbor, no, that you're close to and that you can openly, you know, rely on, it elevates your happiness and your quality of life.
Happiness. There you go. It's like living in a village versus living in a silo.
Yeah. So, when you're living alone, okay, or when you don't have good neighbors, it's not like you'll be sad or whatever. But it's
You'll not feel a sense of community.
It's just that when you have that, you realize how important it is versus not having it. And I feel quite sad. I feel quite sad that two countries that are, you know, right next to each other, so similar culturally,
Culturally identical only. I don't know what the solution is. Maybe we are just maybe the big solution is staring at us in the face. A larger united India.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't ever think we'd come up with such a solution on Far From Fact.
And what caused it was a stationery shortage.
Yeah. You know, just like in wars. They have this thing, no? Okay, immediate cause will be something very small.
Small, yeah.
So, what if this can be the opposite of a war?
A unity or whatever. Reunion.
Yeah, like, you know, Germany reunited. Maybe we could work for two such things. One is, let's get Bengal also together.
Okay. Yeah, Bangladesh. I think Sri Lanka also should be
बंडल सार्क नेशंस, नेपाल भी ले लो,
नेपाल
देन चाइना का जो फटेगा देन वी विल सी व्हाट चाइना.
वाओ, इट्स लाइक दैट स्टोरी, यू नो, द बंडल ऑफ स्मॉल स्टिक्स व्हेन टाइड टुगेदर. वाह,
यस, दैट्स द स्टोरी. सो आई थिंक वाओ, टुडे वी हैव अ वेरी होलिस्टिक सॉल्यूशन. Solution is
but Keshav, you know, I like
dissolve,
that
we're basically dissolve governments because we can't buy paper.
So you know what I like about you is your objective was China ki kaise hum how do we screw China. Your objective, yes, was not ke how do we come
save
together.
No, that's the secondary benefit. In the region, anyway, we want to become a bully.
Bully, yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know if it solves Pakistan's problems.
Mm. Should we, let's try, okay? One last try.
One.
If you are, I think what helps sometimes is putting ourselves in the shoes of the person who's suffering.
Yeah. So, let's put ourselves in the... Okay, let's try both person and a government official, let's say, because it's that person's job also.
Job. Yeah.
And that person also is working against a system.
Mm. Yeah, let's say I'm a very ethical and principled and a kind-hearted civil servants officer.
Yeah.
And IAS, I want to help.
Not IAS,
PAS.
PAS officer.
Mm. And I want to help my community ka people get passports so they can go and get their jobs or whatever.
Yeah.
So, what can I do, man?
You know, this reminds me of a movie called Counterfeit.
Okay.
This is World War II based.
Mm-hmm.
What are those things called? The concentration camps. So, there was one guy in the concentration camp who was a very good counterfeiter.
Okay.
And because he could counterfeit, suddenly he got... royal treatment, like he got, and for his friends in the bunker also, he
within
got
the concentration
within the concentration camp.
Okay.
And what was the goal there? The goal was they were making fake British currency.
Wow.
And flooding the UK's, they were airdropping it to destabilize the economy.
Oh, okay. So he was actually a Jew who was captured in the concentration
in Germany,
camp. And now the
in the concentration
Germans
camp.
Were using
using him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, there's some learning or inspiration there, right? For example. Now, maybe we as friendly neighbors can help them.
Okay.
We help them forge this stationery. We have the paper.
Hmm.
And then we send a payload or a shipment.
Just like an airdrop.
As
an
airdrop, a gift, you know. Instead of a bomb, this time we're airdropping stationery.
Stationery.
With
beautiful.
Love from India.
Very nice. Just as an anonymous gift. Suddenly, they wake up one morning and they have this lamination paper.
Government office ke bahar, paper.
Bahar. Oh, wow.
It's not our usual brand of stupid, funny thing.
Hmm.
But maybe there's something in this.
Yeah, it's what they need. You know, it just... So, imagine, you know, Keshav, I'm thinking of examples where randomly, okay, you will be at home and suddenly you will be working on something and you will figure, okay, array man, I wish I had this kind of screw, okay? Hmm. Now, suppose you go to your neighbor and you're just talking, you know, randomly that I was trying to fix this and then I didn't have this screw. And they say, hey, wait, I have a few extra. So, at that time, that availability of that screw will be more precious to you than a gold bar also, no? Because you needed that specific thing and it was there.
Who knows? This might just be the peace offering that will change the course of history.
Yeah. And we want to be genuine. Like, we don't want those poor travelers to get screwed because their lamination paper was in their passport was fake or something. No,
we want to be genuine, no?
Genuine, yeah.
Genuine.
That'll be next level evil.
That'll be next level bureaucracy nightmare. Keep passport ban gaya. Everything is done. They've issued also. But government is issuing jali passport, but these people can't leave because airport mein pakda ja raha hai. Forget going outside to another country. Karachi airport, Islamabad airport mein pakda gaya, you can't go any further. Your passport nakli hai, sorry.
Oh man, that's so evil.
You know that phrase, no good deed goes unpunished. This is that.
Yeah, there's one more that comes to my mind. The path to hell is paved with good intentions.
Good intentions. This is it. I think that's far from fact ka tagline.
Oh man. So with that, Keshav, I think all love goes out to our Pakistani brothers and sisters. No, we love you all, and I know that they love us too. It's just that
there is a lot of love.
Yeah. So with that, we wish you all the best.
And you guys solve this problem
soon. Yes. Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you for listening, you guys. And please keep writing into us and share the podcast. Tell your friends about it.
Yes. You can follow us on Spotify. You can rate us on Spotify. And
even on iTunes, in fact.
Yeah, on iTunes.
And please do follow us on Instagram and Facebook also. And join our WhatsApp channel.
Yes.
That's where all the action is.
Yes, and last but not the least, you can send us money. We are still waiting for our steam inhaler donations, Keshav.
Yes, and Diwali, that was
Diwali gift. Diwali gift. Yeah. So
and yeah,
if you
consider
feel
this an open invitation.
Yes.
All the details are in the show notes.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Have a good week.
Bye.